Hello, I'm Cara. I'm here with Amy. We're part of the youth media team and we are interviewing Sinead O'Sullivan at CESICON. Why are you here today?
I'm here today to present a workshop on digital citizenship and to go to other workshops as well and pick up ideas and tips.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I was a teacher for 13 years. I taught English, history, digital literacy and maths. And I'm now working with the Professional Development Service for Teachers. And we're working with teachers around developing ICT for teaching and learning in their classroom.
What is digital citizenship?
I suppose digital citizenship is about teaching students how to behave online and how to be aware of their behaviour and rights and responsibilities online and to develop digital literacies as well online.
Why is it important?
It's very important because the future is in technology, so it's a huge part of every student's daily life that every student has a phone, almost all students are online all the time. So it's essential that if you're in a society and an environment that you know how to behave properly and you know how to manage yourself and stay safe and protect yourself.
How can young people become better digital citizens?
They can become better digital citizens by thinking about what they're doing and thinking about, I suppose, exploring how they're using the internet in their daily lives and developing good relationships with people online and being careful about what they're doing and thinking about their actions before they're doing them. So when they're using social media, thinking about what they're posting before they're posting it, thinking about what they're sharing before they're sharing it, and when they're having conversations with people online, thinking about how the other person might be feeling and what they're saying.
Why do you think it's so hard to avoid copyright?
It's hard to avoid. I don't understand the question now. What do you mean?
How can you prevent being like
How can you prevent being subjected to copyright?
Okay, well, I suppose it's hard because everything seems like it's up for grabs on the online. You know, it's very easy to go up, find an image and take it and not realise that you're not allowed to take it. You know, you have to go and actually find who owns that and ask them for permission. So that makes it harder. And a lot of people, they're in a hurry and they just want to get the image and they don't think about what they have to do. And a lot of people aren't aware that they need to check who owns the image and that they need to ask for permission. So it's not very obvious to people because everything on the internet seems to be available for everybody. And it's not obvious because there's no credit card charge. You're not told, stop, don't take this image. So people just tend to go in and take them without thinking about it.
Okay, thank you.